Your life is precious. This is it. You've got one shot at this. But is there a sense on the inside that you're capable of so much more? If so, the Missing Secret podcast is for you. The book Think and Grow Rich has been read by over 150 million people. It's the top book in the world on success by a factor of 10. In the book, it says there's a secret for success, but the author only gives us half the secret.
When I turned 50, I figured out the full secret, the missing secret, and developed a 12-minute-a-day technique to apply it. And it caused my income to go up by 25 times over the $200,000 to $300,000 a year I was making in the prior 20 years. I felt so blessed.
When John taught me the missing secret, it changed my life, doubling my income and dramatically impacting my health, relationships, and quality of life.
Today, most people are just winging life. They don't have anything pulling them forward to their desired life.
Leverage yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day. Watch what happens.
Welcome to the Missing Secret Podcast. I'm Kelly Hatfield.
Hey, and I'm John Mitchell. So I've got a good topic for us today. The topic is, why does this 12-minute-a-day technique work? You think that's worth exploring?
I do. I think, and you know, what's interesting is when I had first heard that, there was skepticism around that, you know, and so So I'm interested to kind of see which direction you're going to go with this. And so let's dive in.
Right. You know, I'd say, I was just thinking about how much I love this podcast and love the people that are listening to it because, you know, they already get this. They already get the concept of the power of creating clarity in your life and feeding it to yourself every day. You know, they get that and they see that that's actually a way of doing life. And so, you know, it's just great to be talking to the tribe. But the tribe also probably wonders, well, why exactly does this work? And I would say that it's a couple of things. First of all, it gives you immense control over your life. I mean, you know, of course it would. If you're feeding the succinct articulation of your life and you're saying to yourself, here's exactly the person I want to be, here's exactly what I want to accomplish, and here's precisely how I'm going to achieve my clearly defined goals, of course that gives you control over your life and your daily actions, which determine your success. But the other thing I think that's less obvious is, you know, the template and the methodology is really designed around the maturity of a 50-year-old. You know, basically a 50-year-old created it, and then a 50-year-old evolved into being a 60-year-old. And you know, I see how powerful it is as you get older, especially around the, around that 50-year mark, I found, and you know, you're right there, but I found that, you know, at 50, you had heard of all the different success strategies out there, and there's a lot of good ones, but the struggle was never, I need more strategies. It was getting good strategies to show up in your thoughts and actions automatically. But the value of being 50 or older is you know what the strategies are. And so, you know, I share this because like I'm going to teach my class, I'm right at that stage with my class at the University of Texas to teach them exactly how to apply this. They now have got their templates in their hand from the algorithm, but now they're going to apply them. And so I see that when you're 20 years old, you know, what do you know when you're 20 years old? You don't know that much in terms of high performance skills. Like you don't know the logic of thinking twice a week. You don't understand the logic of being highly organized where you're planning your day the night before and time blocking your day. And you don't understand the concept of being a conduit of learning and how, you know, nobody is smart enough to be highly successful on their own. And you got to bring in the wisdom of others into your head. Do you agree with all that?
Oh, sure. 100% that I think there's so much, just if we're on the topic specifically of the wisdom that comes along with with life experience.
Right.
You know, so when you're in that 50, you know, you've got, you know, half a century.
Hey, you're one that bought. Right. You got that century yourself.
I know.
Yeah. I got some. Well.
But there is a wisdom that comes with having that kind of life experience. You know, there is a wisdom that comes with, or confidence that comes with that wisdom because of all of the experiences you have. You know, and so, and then the fact that for you, with developing this methodology and then continuing to iterate over the, you know, until current day, where you're getting, you know, the best of the best and pulling all of these different nuggets in to continue to enhance and optimize this methodology. You know, I think that's one of the reasons why this works. And I think to the point that you were saying, we're talking to 20-year-olds right now who, like, they don't have any experience to draw off of. You know what I mean? Right. And in the same breath, you know, what is magical about 20-year-olds is that they also haven't been kicked in the teeth yet by life to the extent that as you know, further along in your journey. So they're at that point where their subconscious, yes, their experiences they've had to 20 years old are part of what forms that subconscious, but they haven't had the 30 more years beyond that, where what we're seeing, you know, when we talk a lot about why people are resistant to, you know, making change, or they have a hard time grasping this, it's because they're, you know, oftentimes jaded. Hey, I've tried everything. Nothing works. Yeah. The world is out to get me. The cards are stacked against me. You know, all of that kind of, they've developed that over those years. And that's part of their subconscious. And it just makes it, you know, more of a challenge to override that. But it's possible, you know, through this methodology. But no, I'm 100% on the same page with you as far as that goes.
You know, that's a very good point. And I think, you know, I look at these kids and they are sharp. They are truly sharp. And, you know, it's interesting because half of them are athletes and half of them are non-athletes. But to be in the McComb School of Business, which, you know, I'm proud of the fact that it's in the top five business schools in the country, the requirements to get in are way tougher than just to get into the University of Texas, which takes like the top 6% of students. But to get in McComb, you got to be a top 1%. And so by the nature of the students in it, in the class, they're sharp. And even the athletes, you know, they have to get to that level, they may not be as book sharp as the other ones, but they're equally sharp. And so you're right. I hadn't really thought about, you know, people get jaded and I've tried this, I tried that. And, you know, here I am saying that, you know, do this methodology because it's an actual way of doing life as opposed to winging it. Well, that sounds good. You know, I think that sounds good to anybody, really.
Yeah.
Most people don't realize they're winging life, you know. Mm-hmm. They have no clue as to how they're doing life. They just get up every day and do life. But that's sort of the pitch to them. And, and you know, I tell you, besides the thing of being able to have immense control over yourself beyond what you've had before and apply like four or five great strategies, like we said, you know, this deep thinking twice a week and being highly organized and truly having a system to grow and to focus only on what moves the needle. You know, you put all that into the template, which we have. And so now they're operating at 20 years old with a 50-year-old mentality. The same as the people that are listening to this, no matter how old they are. You know, I was clueless about those things I just mentioned when I was in my 30s and 40s. You know, as enlightened that is, I didn't really get it until I was 50, and then I had the methodology for applying it. But, you know, one of the things I have pointed out to my class is that we live in a world where everybody is creating their intentions with their conscious mind. And nobody, virtually, is going the next step and influencing the subconscious mind, the doing part of the mind, to make those intentions a reality. And that's the difference. And, you know, that's why so many people, you know, have this intention and that intention, and it never comes to be because you never influence the actions that were going to cause that intention to be a reality. And so that, to me, is the big difference, don't you think?
Yeah, 100%. Because it's one thing, you know, I would say that the clarity gets you half the way there. And
yeah.
Getting the clarity is, you know, the first step. And it's the step that most people don't take because we've talked about this, you know, so many times already, but we're not thinking deeply as a society and we're not stopping. It's just a million miles an hour, tons of input, and we're not stopping to process and think about anything at a deep level and really put the work in to get the clarity required. So step one is getting that detailed, you know, of clarity around your life and where you want it to go and, you know, all the things that we've talked about before. And then the magic that happens once that clarity is this methodology, which programs that subconscious and gets you to do what you need to do consistently, right. You know, and take those actions and influences that, you know, that piece, which is the piece, honestly, you know, I'd seen a lot of success until the point that I had met you, but, you know, having a challenge breaking through to that next level, you know, because I only knew I was operating at what I knew. And at what my subconscious level, you know, what my subconscious was allowing me to operate at, you know, it wasn't until, you know, understanding, no, you thought you had some clarity, but you don't have the kind of clarity you need. And then being able to inject that clarity into my subconscious in a way that it, you know what I mean? So that I could get the outcome and the results. And I think that's that's where the magic, it really isn't magic, it's science, but it feels like magic, you know?
Yeah, that is a great line. Say that again. That's so powerful that you inject that clarity. Say that again.
Oh, boy.
Try and say it?
Yeah, it was that you inject that clarity into your subconscious, and that's where the magic happens. Yeah. But it's not magic. It's science, but it feels like magic.
Yeah. We have a patent that. That's yeah, I know. You know, I'll tell you something else that I see is the power of like someone like Darren Hardy. You know, for you that don't know, Darren Hardy is arguably the top expert in the world on success. I went and met him and showed me what I created, and you probably heard that story. But, you know, I see that he has this about 5-minute video every day on some success concept. And it is so good. It is just consistently good that, you know, probably at least once a week, I'm showing my class one of his videos because it then is a springboard for me to, you know, go off on something that he's talking about. But I would strongly urge our listeners to watch Darren Hardy's videos because you'll pick up ideas that you'll go put in your visualization. And, you know, I'm selling it to my students tomorrow and about the merits of, you know, watching this 3 or 4 times a week. And so, but it makes tremendous sense to do it because he's increasing all of our maturity with regards to success, me included. Mm-hmm. And so are you a big fan of Darren Hardy?
Yeah, I love Darren Hardy. I'm a big fan. And I think whether it's Darren Hardy or whether it's, you know, someone else, that's the beauty, you know, like, so for example, we haven't talked much about this, John, but there is something I'm going to be looking at doing, you know, with the high performance stuff that I love to teach, where I'm going to add an element of this in, because that's the missing component for most people. Most people don't need new strategies. We've talked about this. There's mm-hmm. plenty of strategies out there. You just need to program your subconscious to implement and do the things that you want to do. We're relying too much on our conscious, which we know is not effective. And so, yeah, for example, I listened to a podcast today and there was one piece in there and I was like, I'm going to add that into my visualization. And it was about, this was specifically around money mindset, you know, that kind of thing. And it was about negotiation. And I'm like, I'm going to put that into my, where I'm going to try to negotiate something at least once a day as part of it, to exercise that muscle around not
That's
just.
A good idea.
So anyway, to help with my negotiation skills in business, but also just in general, and I've already done it once this morning. We've just moved into a new home, and, you know, and so I specifically asked, do you have any price breaks, you know, for, you know, and it's just interesting to, once you get that into your subconscious and then begin, it's just like the other things we've talked about that we've added in new behavior and watch to see what happens. And I probably, you know, just saved a couple grand that today by asking that one question, you know, and then going, oh yeah, we could, you know, we can do that. We do have a new home, you know, since you're just new moving into this new home, we do have a program that we could do. Had I not asked, they would not have offered that. You know,
I see that everything in life is negotiable.
Exactly. Everything. And so I'm like, I'm going to try this and I want to program. I just watched it this morning and tried it. But here's what I know through what this methodology meeting you has taught me. My conscious mind right now, because it's fresh this morning.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I'm going to try that today. So the first opportunity came up this morning. It was fresh in my mind. But if I don't put this into my methodology and visualization, tomorrow will come. The next day will come and I will forget that this was something that I wanted to implement because things are just so crazy. I'll fall. It's just like anything else you try to implement. You go strong for, you know, a period of time, whatever that is, whether it's one day or 2 weeks, but then something happens and you forget about it because your subconscious takes, you know, runs everything.
Right.
So I'm getting this into my visualization, you know, for that very reason. And that's the cool thing when you're talking about Darren Hardy presenting that, like, you can take all these new cool ideas, concepts, and strategies, pick those things that you feel are going to make the biggest difference. And I just kind of do one at a time. And I'm like, I'm going to try, I'm going to integrate this. It'll improve my businesses and my life. And that's the beauty of this. And I love that idea as far as Darren Hardy is concerned, to just get people started just doing that. And it'll make a huge difference.
Well, and you know, you also touched on it a minute ago about the dance between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. I mean, you need both of them. They're equally beneficial, but the amazing thing to me is that 99% of people only influence the conscious mind. They do nothing to influence the subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yet that's the doing part of it. And so, you know, candidly, I like that 99% of people are not influencing the subconscious mind. It's so much easier to compete.
Totally. I know I say this and I want to make sure I say this in the right context and that it's not taken, but like it does, you have an advantage.
Yeah.
I mean, and we always talk about this in our business because our customer service is exceptional and we're more and more standing out because quality of customer service continues in our society and culture to diminish, you know, and so we have a real opportunity to stand out and have a unique selling position because we're so good at that. And it's the same thing. That's when I think about this methodology, it's the same thing. It absolutely gives you an edge because you stand out like a shiny star, you know, so different than everybody else. And I love that about it.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it always goes back ultimately that the thoughts that are going on in your head on an ongoing basis both determine your success in life as well as your enjoyment of life. And I don't think anybody would disagree with that. In this shallow thinking world we live in, I dare say most people don't really contemplate that. But that is so true. And therefore, you have to take control of the thoughts that are going on in your head. I mean, you know, not that hard to connect the dots. Well, and you know, as I have really studied this and understood the methodology more, I see that you're really influencing the creation of your thoughts. Because once a thought happens, there's no controlling, you know, it's out. But by feeding the succinct articulation of your life yourself each day, that ends up impacting the thoughts that are in your head on an ongoing basis And every action you take has to be preceded by a thought. And so that's the power of influencing the thoughts when they're getting created. And I have seen, because I'm paying more attention to this now, how that really plays out. And I see that sometimes it plays out where I'll do the right action automatically without thinking. Just, you know, it. I just notice, oh, the action happened sort of after the fact, but there was never any conscious thought about it. And then, and this is more often the case, that I will be going along my day and something in my visualization will cause an unconscious thought to bubble up. And it'll bubble up to the conscious, and it'll, my conscious thought will be, oh, I need to do this. I need to do that. A good example would be my posture. When I'm walking around, you know, I want to have good posture. And so every once in a while, it'll bubble up. Oh, tighten up my posture, you know. But it also happens with focusing on what moves the needle and being in the moment and enjoying life. You know, so many things. But I see that that's a key part of it, is unconscious thoughts bubbling up to the conscious. And then you take in the right action from the conscious awareness of it. So, okay. Anything else to add to that?
I don't think so. I think that you covered it.
That was pretty brilliant, don't you think?
It was.
Come on.
It was. Woo!
Come on. I don't know. Okay. Well, until next time, we will see you.
Thank you for listening to the Missing Secret Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about this 12-minute-a-day technique that gives you control over your life beyond what you've ever experienced before, visit themissingsecret.org. That's themissingsecret.org. Sign up for a free video that reveals the full secret of Think and Grow Rich, and purchase John's book, The Missing Secret. Until next time, be the exception. Work smarter, not harder, by leveraging yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day.